Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. And DZ, if you were listening yesterday, called into the show, will not be back for, well, not today at least. We know that. We learned that when he called in. If you missed it, you can listen back on the Odyssey app or on our website. But today I brought another couple of co-hosts in, not one, but two, everybody.
You should definitely listen back on the Odyssey app.
Welcome, Owen and Hudson.
Hi, we're back.
Oh, God help everybody.
I'm destroying everything in the studio.
I am too tired to even move right now.
Yeah, Hudson. Well, you know, that's because you're a preteen. You're turning 13, Owen. So you guys have been sleeping in all summer. This is first summer you guys slept in. And that's going to end on Tuesday because you're going back to school.
I'm excited and nervous.
Well, that's fair that you're excited and nervous. Every kid is. And a lot of the private schools already went back. So this morning, some people are going to be listening on their way to school.
How am I going to sleep on the last day of summer?
Well, you will sleep on Sunday night. That will be your last night before you go back on Tuesday.
How do we still sleep in on Saturday, though?
That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday is your oyster. So I'm happy you're here. Welcome. Good morning.
Hi.
The question of the day is next, Owen and Hudson, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So DZ's still out, but last appearance for real this time from Owen and Hudson because they go back to school on Tuesday.
We
so boys,
will always come back.
Well, you'll come back like on breaks and things.
Always come back.
But this is your last appearance of the summer. You're about to be Hudson's turning 11 next week. 11 and 13 almost. 5th and 7th grade bound. But it's the question of the day, everybody. And we talked about this. Well, we talked about this last night.
I know it.
Owen asked if he could shout out the question of the day. You can do it next, Hudson. Mm-hmm. Yes,
The question of the day is, what is your go-to bakery item?
Yes. And what made us ask this question? Do you remember?
Well, originally we were talking about like...
topics?
Yeah, topics. And then we somehow got to food. And then I
shocker that we got to food, the three of us.
And then I said, well, what about breakfast items? And then mom redirected it to bakery items.
Yeah.
And that's how we got here.
And we got into a good family discussion about your favorite bakery.
Oh my God, AKA I love bakery.
Yeah, same. I love bakery too, Hudson. Everybody does. But the other reason we wanted to bring it up on the question of the day is because what do we stop and get every time you come to work with mom? Hudson?
Donuts.
Thank you. Donuts. And you're eating some right now, aren't you? So that led to my bakery items. Do you have a go-to bakery item, Hudson?
Well, the really time I've only been to a bakery is on a cruise.
No, you go to the bakery at Pick and Save, Walmart. You've seen bakeries. There's muffins, turnovers, donuts.
Starbucks is a bakery.
So you could say some of the stuff at Starbucks.
Cinnamon rolls count?
Yes.
Yes, cinnamon rolls are my favorite bakery food.
Is that your go-to bakery?
Yeah, because on the cruise, they had like some cinnamon rolls at the bakery, and I had a ton of them.
You went on a cruise with Dad. You talking about the Alaskan cruise you guys went on a couple summers ago? That I was really excited you got to do that. That's awesome. The cinnamon rolls were to die for on the cruise?
Yes.
Ooh. We just got some cinnamon rolls at Quick Trip the other day too, Hudson.
Yeah.
Owen, what's your go-to bakery item?
Because muffin.
Oh, I love a good muffin.
It's generic. It's original. It can't somehow taste like something completely different.
Well, generic and original are actually opposites.
You can like flavor it. You can put like whatever like little like fruit or berry or anything you want in it. Like make it different flavors.
Well, that's why I was gonna say, if you're gonna say muffin, what's the muffin? What's the goat? Because mine would be a blueberry muffin.
Yeah, blueberry.
Mine's a chocolate chip muffin.
Ooh, I should have known.
Yeah,
Double chocolate chip muffin.
Ooh. I feel like Hudson would somehow make the bakery make him a triple chocolate chip muffin.
All right, well, let's talk to everybody next because now everybody's going to be really hungry, okay?
Good.
414-533-1037. The question of the day with Owen and Hudson is, what is your go-to bakery item? There are so many choices. Hudson said cinnamon roll. Owen said muffin. Blueberry muffin, to be exact.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, thanks for co-hosting today, Owen and Hudson. The question of the day is...
What's your go-to bakery item?
Yes.
Cinnamon roll.
And yep, that's what Hudson said. What's yours, Owen?
A blueberry muffin.
Blueberry muffin, yes. And you'll never believe who's on the phone. He said as soon as he heard us talking about bakery items, he wanted to be on.
Wait, what's your favorite bakery food?
Oh, thank you for asking, Hudson. I am a muffin girl, usually. It's not that I don't like a good donut.
Yeah, not is there like a specific it's that muffin? You, it's
that, blueberry.
It's that you can't eat donuts.
I don't eat donuts or muffins, but when I used to get bakery items, it was usually a very soft blueberry muffin.
All right, let's get to the calls.
Thank you. Mike is calling in Hartford this morning, as I said. He said as soon as we were talking about food, he was in. Hi, Mike. Babe.
Wait, I was
going to
say, what?
Oh, hi, babe. There you are. Hi, babe.
Good morning.
Owen Hudson, say hi to Mike in Hartford.
Hi, hello. Hi, Mike.
Hey, boys.
Mike, what's your go-to bakery item? Mm.
So Eileen will ask for Saturday or Sunday mornings, Daddy, can we have donuts? So I'll go right away at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I'll go get donuts. I usually kind of pick whatever I want for myself, but the one thing that I always have to grab, even for the ride home, is an apple fritter.
Ooh, that's Mike's go-to, the apple fritter.
I've actually had an apple fritter.
It's usually gone before I leave the parking lot.
And do you like the apple fritter, Hudson?
I mean, it's not like my favorite bakery food of all time, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've had one too. I think it's a hype.
It's all right, yeah. All right, so Mike in Hartford is going with the apple fritter. I love it, Mike. If anybody else says apple fritter, I'll be shocked. But it's very you. It's very you, Mike, to pick the apple fritter, and
Mom,
I don't know why. It seems fitting.
Mom, we're Wisconsinites. Of course we're going to like apple fritters.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very Hartford. I'm into an apple fritter. I'm not saying I'm not. I like it. All right, Mike, we miss you. Thanks for calling, bud.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Next up, another regular boys calling in to talk about their favorite bakery item this morning. Ebony!
Yes, hi!
Good morning, you guys.
Yeah,
they're calling you the Batty Queen still. I love it.
Yes. No, you're the Batty Queen.
Slay Queen. Slay.
Both of us. Yes. Ebony, good morning. What is your go-to bakery item? That's the question of the day.
Okay, so back when it was fun to eat things like that, I used to eat the elephant ear pastry.
Ooh, that's a good one. You guys have seen
heard of it.
You have at the fair the giant elephant ears. They're like
sitting. It's like a fried piece of huge deliciousness.
Dough.
Like
a fried piece of dough, and
oh,
it's got like
actual elephant.
Yeah, I thought we were eating elephants for a second.
Oh, ick! No, nobody.
It's illegal,
like
right?
Ear though, when it's fried, it's so huge.
I don't know if it's illegal, but I'm assuming it's illegal,
yeah,
Hudson, because that would be disgusting.
I mean,
so
you can you can eat anything anywhere. Like you can apparently eat iguana.
Well,
Isaac told me it's good, so.
Oh, someone you know ate iguana. Okay, interesting. That may be a topic for another day. Ebony, love you. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Next up, we got Jonathan Shoup calling. Jonathan Shoup, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am so happy for you, Owen and Hudson. John Shoup has been calling 5 days in a row now.
I've never been here for someone to get their theme.
Well, it's happening because guess what? Guess what your song is, John?
No, yes. Thank you.
Welcome to the show, John Shoup. You have your own theme song. We love it.
Tell anybody this, but you're my favorite person calling in.
Oh, Hudson.
I've
never met you, so how do I know you?
All the regulars are going to light you up for that one.
Hey, Hudson. It's a bummer that you guys aren't going to be on the radio tomorrow because I actually get to take my son to work
tomorrow.
He's going to be on the radio tomorrow morning. Mm. So I will try calling in tomorrow morning.
Okay, yeah. Well, congratulations on the theme song.
I'm back.
DZ will be so excited to hear we have a new theme song holder. What is your go-to bakery item, John?
The entire family, vanilla Long John.
I loved a vanilla Long John.
I love Long John.
Listen, when I was overweight, I used to go to Dunkin' and eat so many. I loved the white icing Long Johns at Dunkin'. I'm telling you, I could not get enough of them. They were my favorite.
I don't. It was
my wife's number one when she was pregnant.
Without.
Without filling.
Same. But I'll take a good vanilla cream filled one once in a while.
Right, guys,
custard cream. That's disgusting. Yes,
I have
Owen.
Something to say. What? I don't get the hype around the flavor of vanilla or Long John.
Well, you're a chocolate person, and we're not.
What?
So it's fine.
I'm a strawberry person.
You are, Hudson. I know that about you. Thank you for calling, John Shoup. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Have fun, guys.
Bye. Michelle in Hartford. Good morning, girlfriend. How are you?
Good morning. Hi, boys. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
What's your go-to bakery item, Michelle?
Okay, so there are these cookies. They come in like an 8 or 12 pack. They are like buttery heaven, and they have frosting on the top. I think everybody knows what I'm talking about.
The icing ones from Target and everywhere, and you get them like in the bakery, but they're pre-packaged.
The frosting.
The ones I take for your birthday. You guys asked me to bring them.
Frosted sugar cookies?
The thick frosted sugar.
And they melt in your mouth.
And they're soft.
Oh my God.
Chef's kiss.
Frosted sugar cookies.
Oh, that's one of my go-tos. Fair enough.
I'm going to flood the studio with how much you're making me drool.
Are you guys talking about frosted sugar cookies?
We are definitely talking about the frosted sugar cookies at the store.
God, those are so good.
Oh, my God. They're all sorts of yummy.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle, now that we're all hungry, we got to go.
Greatest cookies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Better than chocolate chip.
Bye, boys. Have a great first day.
Bye. Last but not least, Tammy's in Sussex. Tammy, you're the last one today. What is your go-to bakery item for question of the day?
Well, first, Allie, I have to tell you, I think this is awesome that your kids are in the studio.
Aww,
I want amazing. You guys to eat this up. Like, yes, we're doing college tours, like all of this. So this is cool. And you guys are going to remember this forever, that your mom is so freaking awesome.
Aww.
Bringing you in. And no, I'm serious. Like, these are the memories you're going to have. And that's why I had to call, because I got a new job and I don't listen in the morning as much because...
Aww. Well, you can listen back.
Call in anymore.
I get it, it's but like, you can listen back on the Odyssey app. And you got in today, Tammy, and you're right. I do love these moments because they're going to go back to school on Tuesday.
You like, know? It goes by so fast.
It does.
Like, last year of high school, I'm like, where did this time go? I'm going to lose it.
No.
Like, this is awesome.
It's just a new phase. Well, Tammy, we're glad you got a chance to call in today. I'm glad you got a chance to remind... To remind Owen and Hudson how special this time is. Yeah. Yes, Owen.
You know, I'm not biased or anything, but you should definitely listen back on the Odyssey app.
I know. But free. When you, like, are a nurse and you're dealing with patients and you're, like, the head nurse, it's hard. You kind of can't.
You go,
like,
girl. Well, you do it on... Go for a walk later and listen if you want.
I should.
What is your go-to bakery item, though? What is it?
Apple turnovers.
Oh, I used to love a good apple turnover.
What are they?
Trust me,
you've had everything here.
Because I'm an adult, and if you had spent more time with Grandpa, you would know what an apple turnover is because it's one of my dad's go-tos. Absolutely. Ooh, that was a good one, Tammy.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So yesterday, we got a special guest. Hi, Owen and Hudson. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
We got a special guest yesterday. It was DZ called in when Tony and Racine.
That sounds weird to say.
It was awesome. We loved hearing from him. I don't know if he's calling in today. I don't think so. But in the meantime, I need your help with What Would DZ Do. Hudson, I love you, but don't eat right before we go on the radio. Did you take a bite of a donut or a pretzel or something? Unbelievable.
I'm in a pretzel.
You've been here too many times to know you don't eat before you turn the mic on, but I digress. The What Would DZ Do today? You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's from a teacher, you guys. So are you guys
a
gonna
what?
Huh?
A what?
A teacher. You know, you're going back to school on Tuesday, you guys.
Oh, I hate school.
Well, get ready, because your teachers are ready for you.
They're not ready for the Owen.
I don't know about that. Okay,
they're
question.
They're not ready for Freddie.
Listen, this is what we got from a teacher, and I want you guys to help. And then the listeners can help as well, because I'm not DZ. None of us are. But we're doing our best here for What Would DZ Do. Here's what she said. She said, I'm a fourth grade teacher. My husband got a new job, and we're new to the Milwaukee area. I got a teaching job now. I'm very excited, but I'm also very nervous. I worked in the same school for 8 years and had made friends with all the other teachers and the staff. So now I feel really anxious in new social settings, but I don't want my new coworkers to know this. Do you have any advice for me on how to navigate a new school and new year with people I don't know yet? Signed, a new teacher. What should we call her? Mrs. Smith.
No, Mrs. Mrs.
Wednesday.
Karen.
Mrs. Wednesday. Mrs. Karen.
Yeah, Mrs. Karen.
Well, I liked Wednesday, too.
No.
Mrs. Right. Wednesday, because we're not going to call her a Karen. Mrs. Wednesday. What should Mrs. Wednesday do?
Okay, step one, befriend all the students.
Befriend
all the students and make a ever-growing army and take over the school.
Okay, that was not exactly what I thought you were going to say, Owen. But any better advice, Hudson, for Mrs. Wednesday?
I don't really have anything much better.
Well, listen. Okay, hold on.
You should actually befriend the students. If you can't befriend the staff, at least you should have someone to talk to during.
Aw, you think that she should be friends with the students? Now you're starting at a new school this year, Owen. Are you nervous about that? I bet a lot of people are. Yeah, I know.
It's kind of weird coming from a teacher.
What, hearing a teacher's nerve? Is it weird coming from a teacher? You feel like you were surprised that a teacher would be that nervous? Come on. Interesting.
I feel like mine is much worse than what Owen said.
Well, teachers get nervous and adults, we all get nervous. We get anxious in social settings, Owen. Yes.
I don't think you would know what I was going to say.
Well, then don't say it. Because if you preface it with that, Hudson, you're right. Yeah. I don't want you to say it.
That's wild.
Okay, 414-533-1037. What should Mrs. Wednesday do to feel better in her new setting? She gets social anxiety. She's been a teacher for 8 years, fourth grade. Her and her husband just moved to the area, and she's she's got a new job and she's been listening to the show and she's a little nervous because of it. She doesn't know how to act. She's nervous about meeting everybody. I get it. I think this is relatable, especially with everybody going back to school. Mm. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We will talk to you next, 414-533-1037. Yep. What should Mrs. Wednesday do other than try to take over the whole school, like Owen said? And Hudson,
that
apparently...
was a joke. Please don't.
I know it was a joke. And Hudson, we he couldn't even say it was that bad. We'll talk to you next. Kiss FM.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Only today, it's What Would Allie, Owen, and Hudson and the listeners do, because last appearance of the summer for Owen and Hudson today.
DZ himself is like five people's worth of energy.
DZ is a lot of energy and we miss him. And he called in yesterday. You can listen back on the Odyssey app to the show if you missed it. But in the meantime, you guys are here and the problem is from a woman who wrote into the show. Her name is, we're going to call her Mrs. Wednesday.
Yeah.
And she's nervous. She's a fourth grade teacher. Her husband got a new job. They just moved to the area. And she's starting at a new school and she's nervous and she just wants some advice on how to deal with some of her social anxiety. So you know who I'm going to start with today, Owen and Hudson?
Who?
I'm going to start with, I think I'm going to start with Jamie in Oak Creek, because you know what she told me?
What?
She said she's a fellow teacher and she started two new jobs in 2 years. Is that right? Did I get that right, Jamie?
It is, yes.
That's intimidating.
Yes.
Good morning. Hi, how are
you? Good morning. Hi. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Were you surprised that Owen and Hudson were surprised adults get nervous at new schools as well?
I'm not surprised.
No, because I think that they think teachers just don't have lives outside of school.
Correct.
I mean,
so I'm not really surprised by it at all.
Fair.
When they see us in the real world, they're like, whoa.
I mean, it feels weird seeing a teacher in, like, public.
Well, that's fair.
Maya,
lives?
Yes, Owen.
My sixth grade math teacher might as well live at school, because she goes there until, like, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, she's a hard worker. It's true. Yep. Absolutely. So, you know, as someone who started two new positions, what's your advice, Jamie, for Mrs. Wednesday starting at a new school?
Yeah, so I was just, like, her. My first position, I was there for 9 years, had a really good crew of people, still talk to them to this day. And then that was one of the things I was super nervous about. And honestly, I just kept asking questions, and tried to get immersed in the culture and how they do things as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Same thing with this year. The school that I'm at this year started really early, so we're already in week two of with the kids.
Mm.
And everybody's been fantastic. You just ask questions and, like, I know teachers say it cliche, like, questions, the dumb question. Just be yourself and ask questions. And I'm sorry I disagree with Owen and Hudson with the making friends with the kids.
Yeah.
Gotta set some boundaries somewhere.
Sure.
I mean, obviously you can be kind-hearted and such, but...
Well, Jamie, do you want to hear Hudson? Hudson, I told him not to say on the air what he was going to say. He told me off the air. You ready for this one? Hold on, let me turn your mic back on.
Okay.
Hudson, tell her what your advice
was. I
was
going to say, quit her job.
Quit her job. No, I said, Hudson, that would not have been the advice. No, that would not have been
it. No, we need good teachers. And the fact that she's nervous probably means she's going to and wants to do a really good job.
Yep. And cares about her job. So that's a good thing. Right. Absolutely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she's going in and is nervous about how well she's going to do, that means that she's going in with a outlook of, I want to do really well.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just, like, I know it's super simple, but, like, just be yourself. I found an incredible, probably one of a lifelong friends last year. Even though I left the position, it just wasn't a right fit. And now this year I've already found some really nice new people.
Jamie, I love it. Your advice was get immersed in the culture, get to know everyone, and I'm wishing you luck this school year. Thanks for calling, Jamie.
Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your day, guys.
You too. You too. Very nice. All right, you know who's up next, you guys. He's a mental health guy. I gotta get his theme song here. David in Maguanago. Good morning.
Good morning.
David, what do you think for Mrs.
Wednesday? I am jealous of your sons getting to be in the studio.
I'm sorry, David. They took one.
Cool like that.
Okay, now they're getting cocky over here. We're just cool like that.
No, I know. I've been probably...
What's your advice, David, for Mrs. Wednesday?
So what I would say is that you just have to control what you can and don't expend too much energy on what you can't. You know, the things that she's being anxious about, she's got to try to channel that, whether that, you know, changes up her morning routine or the way she decorates her door. Mm-hmm. But setting those firm boundaries up front, because it's easier to ease up as the school year goes on mm-hmm. with teachers and with the students. Otherwise, the students are going to walk all over her.
That's right.
And then when she's trying to be more strict and
it's not going to work, because she's going to be too nervous.
Too far. What happened to Nice Miss Wednesday?
All of a sudden, Miss Wednesday's not so nice anymore. That's good. All right. Well, David, thank you for calling. That's good advice. We appreciate it this morning.
Have a good day.
All right, we'll talk to you later. A lot happening in the studio today, including our next caller. You guys ready for this one?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, Destiny.
Hey.
Owen and Hudson are in here. Say hi to Destiny.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning. Good morning.
What do you think, Destiny? Because Hudson said the teacher should quit. That was his advice for Mrs. Wednesday. And she's nervous about the new school year. She's got social anxiety.
How do you have social anxiety and you're about to be a teacher? First of all, you got to be social to talk to the kids.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that are social that get social anxiety, Destiny. Come on. Not everybody's a big mouth like us. Come on.
Well, maybe she needs to bring a Kringle and then that way she can break the ice. I think she needs a good icebreaker.
A Kringle. That's actually a good idea. Yes, Hudson, what?
Wait, is big mouth referring to somebody who swears a lot?
No, who talks too much.
Oh.
A big mouth talks
like
too
you.
Much. Like me. Yes, and Destiny. Yeah. And
we're not... damn. How did I get in that category?
Oh, sorry, I meant just me. I mean just
not
me.
Not in that category, trust me.
My bad,
Thank you.
So, Destiny,
I got my back.
You were saying your advice.
I think she needs a good icebreaker, mm-hmm. not just for the teachers, but for the kids. You know, when they come in, show a little bit of her personality, mm-hmm. knowing she has some because she's a teacher. But you got to have, like, when they come to that door, you got to have a good icebreaker. High five, what's up? Hey, shoot this before you can get in. This is your number. Just remember it. And, you know, during class, I'm going to yell out something.
Yeah,
you
gotta
have something creative to, you know what I'm saying, to get into the kids' head right away, so you got their attention. Because nowadays it's so hard.
I know, and elementary
your boys
is different.
There. You're about to put them in a headlock and everything right now.
What? So, I got something.
Fourth grade is different. Like elementary, you do need a lot of more spunk. It's a different when you're teaching different grades.
Yes, I coach, so yes,
you know,
need all
Destiny.
that energy.
Yeah.
What, Hudson? He wants to say something. He's got his hand up. Get ready.
I don't want to have kids because when they go to school and they ask me, Dad, can you help me solve this math problem? I'm going to be like, I'm not going to know. It's not like I know math.
Okay, so you don't want to have kids. Hudson doesn't want to have kids because he doesn't want to help with homework. The end.
Okay.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Allie and Deezy.
Thank you, Hudson.
Today, we are talking about upcoming movies.
Oh, thank you. We were getting right into it. I was just going to say thank you for joining me, Owen and Hudson, and filling in for DZ today. But we're getting right to it. Hudson wants to lead right now. Go for it.
All right. So yesterday, mm-hmm. if you haven't seen it yet, the Sonic 3 trailer finally came out.
Finally.
The movie's 4 months away.
You told me that it was coming out at 8 a.m.
I am extra excited. Yes, it did.
And then you called me at work to tell me it came out at 8 a.m., didn't you?
Yes.
So Sonic 3 is coming out. When is it coming out?
December 20th.
Christmas. Ah, I should have known. You're a big Sonic guy. You have a Sonic show. Oh, you don't have Sonic on today, though.
Yeah, I had it on yesterday, though.
You have Diary of a Wimpy Kid today.
Yeah,
love that as well.
I Greg Heffley on my shirt.
Well, Owen, are you ready for a third installment of Sonic? We've seen them all together.
I mean, the last one, I don't know how Sega did that. Like, that was just wild. The last one was wild.
And is Jim Carrey in this one as well?
Yeah.
He is.
He's fat in this one.
That's not a nice word, Mr. Egghead or whatever he's called. What's Eggman?
Yeah, Dr. Eggman.
Dr. Eggman. What else is coming out? Owen, didn't you say there's some other big movies besides Sonic 3?
So, Moana 2, Transformers is having a prequel.
Transformers 1.
Transformers is doing a prequel?
Yeah,
okay.
They were making a remake of, I think, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice was a classic. I've watched it probably
a sequel.
Well, hold on. I've watched it 1,000 times. Is Beetlejuice, I don't know if it's a sequel or a remake.
Yeah, I think it's a sequel.
Oh, okay. I don't know about Marvel's, that, but go on.
Marvel's releasing The Thunderbolts.
Didn't you say something about The Incredibles?
That movie's going to suck.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, Disney could be doing stuff. I just couldn't find
it. Oh, you made that up. Oh, okay. Never mind.
I didn't make it up. It's just not on this list.
Oh, got it.
Of course, you mentioned the Marvel movie that the Marvel fans are least excited for, Thunderbolts.
Yeah. They're making
Hudson, what is Thunderbolt?
Marvel is also apparently making a Venom movie.
Okay, slow down. You can't just shout them all out, and I don't know
Venom
what any...
Venom 3?
Hold on. I don't know what any of these are, and you keep shouting them out, but you don't tell me anything about them. What's Venom 3?
Venom. Oh,
you which... don't know either. Then never mind.
You don't know the Tom Hardy Venom movies?
No. No. Okay, so we got a prequel coming out for Transformers.
Yeah.
We've got Sonic 3 at Christmas.
Yeah.
And we've got some other stuff that'll be out.
Yeah, but wait, what? I got something to say.
What, Hudson?
Do you think the listeners would believe me if I said that there was a superhero named Negasonic Teenage Warhead? Do you think they would believe me?
I don't know. Is there?
Yes.
Okay, that's quite a name.
I don't know.
Oh my
goodness.
Okay. So I'm excited. Well, I'm excited that yesterday the highlight of your day, welcome to summer, was getting up at 8 a.m. to see the Sonic 3 trailer, Hudson.
Yeah.
You've been very busy this summer. He did.
I bet it's like 7, like almost like 8 a.m.
You were so excited. Aww.
I kept refreshing the Paramount YouTube channel to see if it had appeared.
Oh, Hudson.
Eventually it did.
Thank God you're going back to school on Tuesday. It is time, let me tell you. You're at home refreshing the Sonic 3 trailer. Oh, you guys are too much.
I'm refreshing Paramount's YouTube channel trying to see if the trailer will pop up.
Okay, well, we have Am I the Jerk coming up next. And guess who wrote in for Am I the Jerk?
Who?
Tony and Racine, who was also my guest co-host yesterday. And he said, feel free to use my name. Use it all you want. And I said, okay, fine, I will. So get ready. It has to do with owning a business and what you charge your friends and family. Get ready. It's coming up next.
Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So he said I could use his name, so I'm gonna. How do you guys feel about that?
Wow.
Perfect.
Tony and Racine, a.k.a. Tony the Mascot Man, came in yesterday to fill in for DZ. Right?
Yeah, we have pens.
Yeah.
You have pens that he left that say the mascot man on
now
them.
Now we have two halves of a person to replace DZ.
Both of you complete and make DZ in the meantime.
Yay.
All right, Owen and Hudson, here's what he said. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for charging my friends and family the same price as everyone else?
What?
Hear him out. Allie and DZ, I own my own business. I rent out bounce houses and dress up as characters for parties. Mm-hmm. I get contacted by friends and family regularly who ask for my price. I send them the price list and they always write back asking, so what's the cost for X, Y, and Z? I'm just filling the blank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I say I sent you the price list. I'm starting to not even respond when someone asks the price after I've sent the menu. My mom called yesterday and asked if I could take it easy on a few family members who need rentals. And I reiterated to her that if I do it for one, I have to do it for all. Am I the jerk for charging my friends and family the same price as everyone else? Tony and Racine, a.k.a. Tony the Mascot Man. And he said he would stand on business and that he didn't care if I used his name. Yes, Hudson.
Not the jerk. I mean, if he's charging one person that... And also, I kind of just want a mascot head. But still,
wait,
he's charging one person...
Did you just say you really just want a mascot head? That's
no,
why you're saying not
no.
the jerk? Oh,
but still,
Hudson.
Actually, I do have a reason.
Yes.
So, if he's charging one person the price, it's going to be unfair with the other family members. So... He does.
He really has to stand his ground, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Owen.
Yeah, I don't really know much about economics in this time, but I do know that inflation is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to run a business these days is harder than ever. So,
Owen.
If you're not getting the normal amount of money, you can't pay your taxes. You can't, like, you can't pay for more mascots.
It's his livelihood. You know what a livelihood is? It's how you make a living. It's your livelihood.
Like, that's like having a family member use your employee discount at your job.
Which some people would say they should get. Some people would say friends and family.
They don't work there.
I agree with that. You're right, Owen. That's a good point, too. So you say not the jerk, Hudson. And Owen, you say not the jerk as well.
Yeah, not the jerk.
Not the jerk for not even... He's not even giving him a little break. You're telling me your mom calls for a bounce house, you're not going to give her a little discount? Your sister?
No.
Nothing? Okay.
No.
I support it. I love how... Nope. I love how you're standing on business right now and you're saying, no, absolutely not.
You need to make money.
You need to make money and you can't give everybody a deal. And this is where it gets weird when you own a business and everybody wants a deal. Jamie texted in. She said, my friend has a business and often he won't charge for smaller jobs, but I always send a little money regardless. Oh, that man's very nice that he doesn't even charge anything. She has a friend who would just show up and do it. Anna Marie said, not the jerk. If he cuts everyone a deal, his business will fail. Shame on his mom for saying that to him. Okay.
Such and now, a rude mom. Oh,
well, she was saying, why is everyone getting the same price as everyone else? I don't know. If you guys had a business, and let's say, Owen, you owned a business and you charged Hudson full price, I might call you and go, come on, you're not going to give Hudson a deal?
No, never. Not you would for not? Him.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so funny. All right, 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. Am I the jerk? Comes from Tony the Mascot Man in Racine, who wants to know if he's the jerk for charging his friends and family the same price as everyone else.
No.
You're so funny. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on the show, Owen and Hudson are co-hosting for DZ. This is their last appearance because school starts on Tuesday. So you're done after today. But thank you guys for filling in.
Don't say it like that.
We can come back in at the holidays. But thank you for coming in and good luck in 5th and 7th grade. The problem today comes from Tony and Racine. Tony the Mascot Man, he wants to know if he's the jerk for charging his friends and family the same price as everyone else. And you guys both said, not the jerk, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with Allison in Racine. Wow. What a name. You guys like that name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. You better say that. Hey, Allison, good morning. She's a small business owner. How are you, Allison?
Good morning. Good morning, Allie. Good morning, boys.
What's up? Good morning.
All right. Yes. So you're a small business owner, Allison. What do you think? Is Tony the jerk for charging his friends and family the same price?
So absolutely not the jerk. Mm-hmm. I will say I am a small business owner. I am a baker. So try every single event, wedding shower, baby shower, bridal shower, birthday. Oh, Allison can make cupcakes. Allison can make a cake. What deal is she going to give us?
Oh, I can only imagine.
You should have called during the morning, bakery.
Well, she's saying that everybody calls her. You're right, though, Owen. Mm-hmm. Everybody calls her for the deal. It's like, oh, she'll do it. I get that. That must be so hard when you're on the other side of it, right?
Yeah. It is, and I am more than happy to discount to a point for certain people. My pet peeve comes, which probably Tony gets a lot, is when they tell you to give a discount before you've offered.
Ah, okay, that makes sense for sure. Somebody's texting in too and saying, so you want a deal from your family member, but then you'll go and pay another business more than you'd ever pay. That makes no sense either. If you didn't you should just put the money into your family member if you're going to do it, right?
Right. I mean, you go to Starbucks, you buy a $7, what are those cookie cake ball things? They're like $5-6.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, well, I only want to pay $3 for yours. Well, what sense does that make?
Yeah, like, what about me? What about my... Yeah, I get that for sure.
And totally what Owen said, totally too. Honestly, it is the times right now, like especially with my stuff, because I have to buy food. Mm-hmm. So I have to pass those costs on to somebody.
And that goes on,
Exactly. You can eat it to a certain point, but if I want to stay in business... I need everyone to pay the price that I need them to pay.
Yeah, you have to raise the price. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not a millionaire. If I was a millionaire, sure, you could have it for free.
Right, exactly. Oh, well, very
but
well
we're
said.
We're not millionaires.
No, we're not, unfortunately.
You wouldn't be calling in here if you were a millionaire.
How do you know?
Exactly.
You think millionaires don't like Allie and DZ?
Because she wouldn't be living in Milwaukee.
Rude. Well, Giannis lives here. Christian Yelich lives here.
She's in, like, California.
They're millionaires. Hey, thanks for calling.
No millionaire wants to live here, like, willingly.
Visit Milwaukee does not appreciate your banter right now, by the way. Thank you for calling, Allison.
You guys have a great day, and good luck at school this year, boys.
Thank you.
Hudson, you're gonna.
Bye, Allison. We'll talk to you later. Okay. What were you gonna
Hudson,
say?
Hudson, you're
Owen?
Gonna have all Milwaukee like come
upset
on the
with
show
you
and roast you.
Well, I mean, he's got to represent the city.
I'm
better.
The worst co-op. I'm the worst co-host ever.
You are not the worst co-host ever. I still love you. You were trying to be funny.
Who is the worst?
But Mila's in Milwaukee. Okay, representing. Hey, Mila. Good morning.
Hey, y'all.
Mila, Tony wants to know if he's a jerk for charging his friends and family the same price. What do you think?
I don't know if we like not doing theme songs here.
Oh, sorry, my children made me. Mila's. You're right. You know what? It felt so quiet. You're not wrong, Mila. My bad. I'm the pilot, and I have my children in here.
That's like, okay. I know how it is.
Well, they like to derail everything, and I already do that all on my own. So, Mila, where were we? All right, what do you think? Is Tony the jerk?
Not at all. Not at all. As a matter of fact, Miss Allison, the expert there, basically was saying everything that I was screaming in the car.
Totally.
Because if family members always expect a discount. That's not how it should be. Mm-hmm. You want my business to thrive. You want me to see me do good.
Right.
But I got all of you not wanting to pay full price. Mm-hmm. If anything, price match, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lose price your business.
That way you still get the business. Mm-hmm. But mom is out of order.
Yeah.
Mom don't even got kids who need a bounce house. Come on, mama. She's
just getting involved in everyone's stuff, yes, for sure.
And I'm like, she needs to step back. I don't like to call mom's jerks, but she was in a little jerky mode there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mila, I'm so with you, and I agree that Allison said it all. So thank you for calling, Mila.
She did. And I love you guys, and hey, Milwaukee's the best.
Woo!
Yeah,
Milwaukee's the best.
Woo! And you know what? Somebody texted in Mila and said, Hudson needs to take a drive down Lake Drive, apparently. I'll do that later with him, everybody.
Yes,
don't worry.
Yes.
Throw me at the car.
Year at school,
like,
baby.
Bye, Mila.
Bye.
Lake Drive, Hudson, you know, like on Lake Michigan where all dollar houses. I'll take you. It's been years probably since you've driven down there and you looked at them because you're a kid and you don't pay attention to that stuff. Okay, last but not least, I want to get her on because she said that she knows someone whose whole business went under because they were giving everyone a deal. I believe that's the story. Melinda in Rochester, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
All right, Melinda.
Hi, boys.
Do you think, first of all, I'm assuming you're going to say not the jerk like everyone else if you know someone whose business went under. What's the story?
Not the jerk. Mm-hmm. You know, my in-laws owned a small gas station, little food mart up north.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we come down to visit, they gave a free tank of gas and don't forget to grab a couple sodas. We thought, they're really nice.
Uh-huh.
Just come to find out, we're all devastated to learn that they went under.
Oh, I bet.
And it's not about being nice and it's not about trying to be generous. I have a cousin that owns a restaurant over in Maguanago, and there's a family discount, but you can't give away the store.
No, absolutely.
No, and you
got to have boundaries. I absolutely agree with you on that one. So you know someone who lost their whole business to it. And you know what else? Here's another point. I used to bartend back in the day, and I remember doing and the owner, I would do it in the afternoons for fun, pre you guys, Owen and Hudson. I would just do it in the afternoons.
But
it was fun, and I was in my 20s, and we got off the air, and I was
in the ancient ages. I used to bartend.
Okay,
shut up, Owen.
The point is, please stop. The point is that we were not allowed to give away anything for free, and I loved it that the owner had those boundaries because all the pressure the bartenders and everybody else would have been under because everyone asked for free stuff. So when you know that's the boundary and the business, and she would say the same thing. You know, you're gonna lose money if you give everything away. You can't do that. When you're a business owner.
That expense is just like the other caller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got food expenses. You got to pay taxes on everything.
Yep.
They worked it. They couldn't afford employees. They should have realized. Mm-hmm. And I was younger then, too. I just thought they were being super nice.
Everybody is being nice, but that's Midwest nice. And then look what happens. So,
exactly.
Thanks for sharing, Melinda.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye, boys.
Bye.
So, not the jerk, you guys. That's the way it is.
Everybody said not the jerk.
And you were right today because that's what the listeners said. We have a lot of people texting in. They said, not the jerk. As a matter of fact, we love to support our family and pay them more than we would other companies because we know how hard they're working to earn their dollar. That's great. Mm-hmm. So maybe it needs to go the other way where we say, pay your family members more like you would anyone else, right?
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you, Owen and Hudson, for joining me on Am I the Jerk today?
Mm-hmm.
You've been fantastic. Coming up next, we have an interesting story. Hudson, are you going to share it? Don't say anything about what it's about. It's an interesting story about how a very famous product came to be that a lot of us use.
Yeah.
Hold on. Good morning on a Wednesday morning. And today, filling in for DZ, he called in yesterday. He was on Am I the Jerk? He gave us a great update, which you can listen back to on the Odyssey app, or I posted it on my Facebook yesterday if you want a quick link to listen back. But today, Owen and Hudson have joined me. Hi, boys.
Hi.
So tomorrow and Friday, there will be regulars. It's a secret. It's a surprise for both days, but they're booked and they will come in. And this is your last appearance before you go back to school on Tuesday. I know, fifth and seventh grade. Get ready. You're gonna have a great school year. No, never mind. What? They're like, we don't want to talk about school. I do want to talk about something really cool that Hudson, where do you, I don't know where you get this plethora of knowledge sometimes, but we'll be in the car and Hudson will just start.
The U of the tubes.
The U of the tubes. That's where you get the info. And I got a Ring camera. You guys remember when we started installing cameras at our house? Yeah. And part of it was so I could watch for, you know, safety. But more than anything, it's because I want to see what you two are doing as you get older. You're not sneaking out ever. You're not going in the back door. There's a camera there too.
No,
sucka.
There's not.
That's what you think.
Wait, are there security cameras around the house?
Maybe. I'm not telling you
because
I want you to try to sneak out and try me. That's why you'll never know where they are.
Mom,
thank you very much.
Security cameras without our knowledge is actually a crime.
For most people, yes.
Interesting.
Until you're a parent, okay? Listen, I'm not putting them in bathrooms, and we'll talk about that later. You guys love the Ring cam, though, so I don't know why you're opposed to this. Every time you come
in or out of the house.
Like
the Ring cam. It's just you putting up cameras around. It's an
invasion of weird
personal space.
Well, I wouldn't do it in your bedroom. Okay, I'm just saying, listen, this is not the topic, though. The topic is that as I realized how much you two love the Ring camera and you have to always go into it and scream into it, we finally stopped doing that. Yeah, and I get these notifications that my kids are yelling into it and it's just annoying. But then Hudson in the car, learning from the U of tubes, as you called it, Hudson.
Yes.
Do you actually know how the Ring came about or what?
Yes, I do.
Oh, Hudson, share with the class.
All right. Have any of you heard of Shark Tank?
I have.
No.
It's probably one of the best shows.
It's a great show. Where you go in and you try to sell your idea to the sharks and either they buy it or they don't.
And one of the sharks gives that one like sassy entrepreneur the reality check.
Yes, Hudson.
So back in 2013, a man came on to the Shark Tank.
What's his name?
Doesn't matter. Don't derail it. He came on the Shark Tank.
His product, the Ring camera.
Okay.
And none of the sharks found any interest. And then
they didn't like it.
Well, no. One person said that he was going to take like this deal, but then the guy said no, and he said you're dead to me.
So he offered him a deal, and he said no, and he said you're dead to me. And this was all the year you were born, Hudson, 2013, by the way.
But so then 5 years later, and like. In 2017, he came back on to Shark Tank to actually be one of the sharks, as Amazon had just bought his company Ring for $1 billion.
Oh, I love that story. So he went
Amazon moment.
Imagine if he had sold it in 2013, how he would have gotten way less money. He waited. It wasn't the time for the Ring to blow up. Yes, Hudson.
One of my favorite parts of Shark Tank is when like those like kids that are on the show are like, "But no, it's so good." And then the sharks are like, "Shut up, kid. Your product sucks."
Oh, they don't ever say that. You wish. Yes, Owen.
One thing. I'm not biased towards Amazon or anything, but I think Amazon does make some cool purchases.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like
everybody, they're
cool.
Oh, you like the new Amazon trucks? Yeah, for sure. That was an interesting story, though, Hudson, about how sometimes you just have to wait until it's the right time. Because think about some of the people who have sold their things too early and didn't make any money. And this guy waited. And I love it that he came back on the show.
As a shark
to say, you guys screwed up and I just sold my Ring camera for $1 billion. That's such
a
great story. Ooh, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I love, love, love hearing stories like that when somebody made it or something blew up. Somebody says you have a large echo coming through over your radio, the radio and your mic, Hudson. What? I don't know. You sound fine to me. Echo.
I don't know.
Echo.
I can't even hear myself in the... I don't even know if my microphone
it's
is
on. Trust me, I'm handling it. 414-533-1037. We're talking about cool stories about inventions. Maybe you invented one. Maybe you didn't sell it when you should have. Maybe you sold it later. I am dying to hear everybody's story next. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. And today, Owen and Hudson filling in for me. Hi, Hudson.
Hi.
You were telling everyone the story about the Ring cam, and I love this story.
Yeah, about how this guy like came onto Ring a couple years ago, but and then they rejected him.
We went on to Shark Tank to sell it.
Yeah, he went on the Shark Tank, and then years later came back after selling the Ring camera to Amazon for $1 billion, and he was a shark for an episode.
Woo! What a great full circle story. He didn't sell it too early. He waited. He waited just long enough. Well, we have some callers on the phone to talk about inventions or selling things. Should we go to the first one?
Sure.
Okay, first up, she's calling from Muskego this morning. Hi, Lindsay. Oh, shoot. I just hung up on her, Hudson. That was a total accident.
Oh, no.
That was a total accident. I'm the pilot. Bear with me. Okay, should we go to the next caller and see if Lindsay calls back? Okay, we're going to switch it up. Lindsay, we'll give her a second to call back because I did not intend to hang up on her. So next up is Babe, Mike in Hartford. That's what his wife calls him. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good.
I mean, hi, Babe. How's it going?
I'm not calling him that.
Good.
You don't have to call him Babe. It's okay. I understand. He doesn't want to call a grown man Babe. What's your story?
I had a cousin who had lost one of her eyes to cancer when she was like 10.
Oh.
And I had thought about it, and that's when 3D movies had started coming out, and I was like, can you, why I asked her, because when you get the glasses, at the time, they were the red and blue lenses for 3D movies. I was like, are you able to watch 3D movies? I was genuinely curious. And she's like, I don't know. I haven't gone to one. And I was like, I wonder if 3D glasses could be invented for somebody with one eye because of the oculars and the...
Right,
and
because, the, oh the, my, because you got to have the two eyes because of the way the 3D...
Yeah,
ah.
So I had looked it up, and there's a lot of stuff that would have to, like, you have to see it in 2D, but from a different perspective and stuff like that. And I was like, that's a lot of work for somebody who is, you know, this. I think I was like 23, 24 at the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a lot of work for somebody my age to think about. But
yeah.
I always thought about that. I was like, I wonder if somebody's ever invented something like that.
And did they ever, do you know, or did you ever ask your cousin?
She actually has passed away.
Oh, and, I'm sorry.
But it was just something that I thought about, and talking about inventions, I was like, I wonder if anybody, and I've never looked it up to see if anybody's ever invented them before.
Interesting. Well, that is a good thought, though. I like it with ideas, with inventions. You were like, because I wouldn't have thought of that, you got to have
giving people with disabilities. Other opportunities.
That's right. And legally they should, honestly. So yep. I'm with you. Oh, well, Mike, thanks for sharing. So, that was an interesting story, and I'm sorry about your cousin.
Problem.
Sorry about your cousin.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Okay, I'm hoping this is Lindsay in Muskego. Hi, is this Lindsay in Muskego? Oh, thank God. We got her back, Hudson.
Yep.
We got her back. Safe.
How embarrassing. I accidentally hung up on somebody.
Oh, Lindsay, this is Hudson, my 11-year-old. So what do you got? You invented some stuff, Lindsay? What's the story?
So I have a couple stories. So I came up with two ideas when I was younger. One when I was in college, and you have no laundry facilities in your room, per se. So it's called the Laundro Hat. Essentially, it's like a shower cap for your laundry basket that would stretch to fit. Because you overstuff it, so it doesn't fall out and it stays dry.
Lindsay, so, I love this because I'm always spilling socks out of the laundry basket as I go up and down the stairs.
Yeah. That's one thing. So, Laundro Hat.
Yes.
And then it'd be a thing.
Love it.
The other thing I thought about was, you know how they have the visors in summer to protect your windshield from the heat?
Yes.
Well, then... if they had one in the winter that heated up with like electromagnetics or something, it doesn't get too hot, that burns your car, but makes it so the snow and ice doesn't form
I don't know why that's not a thing yet. It should be.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. That, like, a de-icer basically is part of the... And but you know what? As I'm thinking this out, Lindsay, a lot of times you ever feel like you think of a good idea and then you Google and you're like, ah, somebody already came up with it.
Yeah, that actually, when I was a kid, my aunt thought of... She goes, I wish they would make tiny cans for you kids because you waste all this soda. Oh! And then... I swear,
yep.
As I became an adult, tiny cans came out. So someone
like
else
mini
the
sodas,
same.
Like Sprite minis, yes. Like
mini cans.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even
we
think
were listening
about
to,
that.
Like the Beach Boys in her car, and she said it because she was so annoyed that we always wasted any kind of beverage.
Well, I'll tell you something, Lindsay. You know who doesn't ever waste any beverages? My children. They don't even hesitate, boy. The mini can, they would look at me and ask for a second mini can. That's how much soda they like to drink when they get it. But I bet you're right. I bet that's why the mini cans came out. They should do that.
Yeah.
Well, they already did it with water bottles. But it doesn't change the fact that we still have water bottles everywhere, half drank, right? Even though they have the mini ones, we still don't buy them. It's a good idea.
Well, because we don't have water fill stations. Like, you used to have the bubblers or the water fountains. I don't feel like there's water fill stations out and about as much as there should be.
Natalie in Menominee Falls said the electromagnetic de-icer is a thing. Okay. You're too late.
Lindsay,
you're late to the party. Just Google it, Owen, like everyone else.
I'm not late. Someone probably stole it from me. It's okay.
She should have gotten it. Hey, Lindsay, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too. That was a good one. Okay. I guess it's already invented. So, Hudson, thanks for sharing the ring story and the Shark Tank story.
Yep.
I appreciate you. 103.7 KISS FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. And I just said we have Avril Lavigne tickets on the way because she is coming to the Ham Fam Amphitheater. But hold on. Not yet, because first, I have a very special guest joining me on the show. I've been excited to talk to this person all week because basically what's going to happen is you're going to have a chance to hang out with an NFL legend. This is really cool. So joining me from Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., a.k.a. Summerfest, I'm very excited to have on the show today the VP of Sales and Business Development. Good morning to Kevin Kennedy, which I had to say right. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to the show. Hi, how are you? I'm really excited to have you on the show today, Kevin, because we're talking about something that's happening on the Summerfest grounds. Is this the first time you guys have ever done the Pulse Health and Wellness Fest?
This is the very first year. Okay. This is something that's completely new for us, you know, as far as the health and wellness space. But, you know, thanks to our great partners at Aurora Healthcare, we were able to kind of create this vision for an event, really with the overarching goal to create something that will provide attendees with the tools and resources needed to live fitter, happier, and healthier lives, whatever that means to them. Mm-hmm. So we've got over 300,000 square feet of Henry Meyer Festival Park dedicated to this event. It's completely free. Mm-hmm. There are so many different fitness classes and health and wellness panels and just a lot of different, you know, great opportunities for you to dive into a lot of different health and wellness opportunities here.
Yeah, Kevin, I was looking at the list of everything you have going on. So if anyone's listening and they're wondering when this is happening, it is on Sunday, September 8th. So not this weekend. We're going to do Labor Day is this weekend. Next weekend is when this is happening down at Henry Meyer Festival Park, like you said, at the Summerfest grounds. And it's so cool. I was explaining to someone, I was like, if you're into fitness or you want to try new classes or you want to try pickleball, it's everything. And I see this. It says you guys have over 50 free fitness classes that day. Is that right?
That is correct. You know, we have probably about 7 or 8 different sort of quote unquote stage areas that are going to be hosting various different workout classes. So there's Zumba, there's yoga, there's Tai Chi, Animal Flow, there's different boot camps, you know, HIIT classes. And we're really excited about having Donald Driver part of this event. He's going to be leading a 30-minute HIIT class that he calls Driven Elite HIIT, which is going to be great. And then we're excited to have Milwaukee's First Lady, Dominique Johnson. She's going to be coming and doing a Zumba class, you know, courtesy of the YMCA. So really excited to have those two lead a really great roster of fitness experts and trainers that are going to lead us through lots of great classes.
Well, and how many people thought they would have a chance to take a free fitness class led by Donald Driver? I mean, there's people listening that are probably, this is a bucket list for them, Kevin, you know?
I mean, that's again, that's really the goal of the event. You know, there's you know, beyond the classes, there's also a lot of organizations that will be here with fitness equipment. So if you've never tried a spin bike, or you've never tried a Versa climber, or if you don't even know what that is, those will be on site, and you can just kind of jump in and try. And the goal is, you know, hopefully there's at least one thing that you learn or one thing you experience here that you can take with you and practice as part of your everyday life beyond, you know, and along your health and wellness journey, whatever that means to you. So that's the goal. It's completely accessible from, you know, the fact that there's you know, no admission, and the goal is just to get people down here. We've curated this really great group of over 60 different organizations doing wonderful work in health and wellness, and it's a great opportunity for the community to come down and see what this community has to offer in the way of resources.
Well, and I go, you know, I work out a lot. Fitness and health and wellness, it's really important to me, Kevin, but if someone's listening, I don't want them to feel intimidated. They can just come and walk around. I see you have stuff with youth sports, you have cooking demos. So is it fair to say, don't be intimidated? If you don't want to work out, you can still come and just kind of walk around and check things out, right?
Absolutely. This is, you know, this is, you know, it's kind of like Summerfest, where there's a lot of different ways in which you can enjoy the event. So if you're a seasoned pro when it comes to working out and you work out 6 days a week, there's going to be something that's a little bit more advanced and you know, perfect for you. If you haven't really started working out, you don't know where to start, there's going to be so much here for you to experience. Again, you can try a yoga class, you can try Tai Chi, you can try, you know, for kids, you can try a Ninja Warrior class just to see if you kind of like it. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to work out at all, if, you know, the rest of your family does that, but it's not your thing, you know, there's going to be food and beverage and obviously the great scenery we have down at Henry Meyer Festival Park. You can just grab a beer. You can sit at a picnic table and take in the great views of the water while everyone else, you know, burns a few calories.
Absolutely, for sure. Or just watch while Donald Driver leads everyone at 1 p.m. at the Aurora Pavilion. If you're just tuning in, I am talking to Kevin Kennedy from Summerfest, the VP of Sales and Business Development. So excited for you guys putting on this for the first time ever this year at the Henry Meyer Festival Park, right on the Summerfest grounds. It is the new Pulse Health and Wellness Fest, and Donald Driver will be teaching a class for free at 1 p.m. at the Aurora Pavilion when it happens a week from Sunday, right? Next Sunday, September 8th, right, Kevin?
That's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can go to MilwaukeeWorldFestival.com/pulse if you want to check out the schedule. There is a lot going on packed in between 10 and 3, so I encourage everyone to check out the schedule. You can read through all the different experiences, check out all the different organizations that will be a part of it. And if you want, you can register in advance. It takes about 10 or 15 seconds. You can also do that on site as you walk in the main gate as well, too. So lots of great information on the website.
Awesome. So it's the first ever Pulse Health and Wellness Fest at the Summerfest grounds. It's going on Sunday, September 8th. What is the start and end time for the day, Kevin?
Yeah, gates open at 10, perfect. And the event will run till 3 o'clock.
Great. That's a perfect Sunday afternoon. And just don't miss Donald Driver from 1 to 1:30, right?
That's right. And if you want more Donald Driver, he is leading a fireside chat at noon.
Oh.
So he's going to be just kind of talking through health and wellness and sort of how that impacted his professional sports journey and how that's part of his life, you know, post being a Green Bay Packer legend. So if you come down, you can get about, you know, 90 minutes of Donald Driver between panel discussions, workouts, et cetera, if you're a big fan.
Do you think he has 30 seconds for a quick pickleball match so I can say I beat a Green Bay Packers legend?
Well, we'll see if he decides to do that. You certainly can, you know, play, you know, a friend or potentially a pro. You know, we'll have 6 courts set up there, you know, and there's a couple of clinics there as well as open play. So again, another opportunity if you've never played, jump in and try it out. Or if you just want to come down and play your friend in a match, you can do that too.
Well, that's so great. Go check it out. It's like the Summer Fest of Fitness, everybody. Next Sunday, September 8th, right on the festival grounds. Donald Driver's teaching that class at 1 p.m., but you can choose your own fitness adventure. Things like Zumba, yoga, animal flow, strength training, pickleball, youth sports activities, and more. This sounds like so much fun, Kevin. Thank you for sharing this with the listeners today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I hope to see everyone there.
Yeah, give the website one more time if they want to check out the events.
Yep, it's MilwaukeeWorldFestival.com/pulse. Everything you need to know about the schedule of the event, registration is all there.
Great. Well, Kevin, thank you. We will see you on September 8th at the new event. I'm excited. I hope it goes great.
Thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.